This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
The Prodigal by Beverly Lewis, published by Bethany House. Winter 1956. Sometimes, in the midst of grey fog and drizzle, especially at this time of year, it's difficult to tell where the day ends and the night begins. Yet even now, the long night of separation is past. My repentant sister Sadie has returned to the open arms of the people, and my heart is tender with love for her. Little by little, Sadie and I have completed the task of sewing her new dresses and aprons, all black for the one-year mourning period, since the few she brought home definitely reflected the style and pattern she wore while living in Indiana. Even the head coverings are quite different out west compared to here in Lancaster County, lots more pleats to iron than we have in our prayer veilings. We boxed up all of Sadie's former clothing and sent it back, hoping some of her deceased husband's family might be able to put it to good use. For sure and for certain, she intends never to need it again. I longingly wait for Sadie's six-month proving to come to an agreeable end. The proving means my sister must stay close to home and can't be alone with a man except for relatives. There's nothing to do but go along with the bishop's stern decree and look ahead to a happier season, next springtime.